Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, homeschooling the kids. Just download the Odyssey app or tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Republican Kansas Attorney General candidate Kris Kobach announced earlier this month that he has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its controversial vaccine mandate for businesses with over 100 employees. In his announcement, former Secretary of State Kobach said, quote, "We need a halt to Biden's mandate unless the issues are fully litigated and resolved. Anything less will deny liberties to Americans and will impose vulnerable costs on American businesses." By the way, cannot say how much I agree with that statement. Joining us now to discuss the status of his suit is our former Secretary of State, Kris Kobach. Kris, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Great to be with you, John.
I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. We're with the family. You and I and those kids spent lots of hours on that Kobach-Hartman bus during the governor's campaign. I hope the kids are all good. You had good turkey and everything for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Still working on digesting it, I think. But it was great.
Well, please give them my regards. Tell them I love your daughters and your wife. As you know, my mother loved your wife. So please give them my regards.
We were just talking about your mom tonight, actually. Aww, so great woman.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So let me ask.
What happened to her son, though? But anyway,
she raised a good, solid conservative, so she didn't do that
bad.
She did.
She did it. Yeah, she at least did that. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Kris. You filed this lawsuit in your role as chief counsel for the Alliance for Free Citizens. You said in the press release that you'd petitioned the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of two North Dakota companies that believe the mandate is unconstitutional. I agree completely with that. Can you explain how the mandate's unconstitutional? Because a lot of people say it is. I'm curious what you see as unconstitutional about it.
Sure. Yeah, there's actually three reasons it's unconstitutional. One is that OSHA is an arm of the federal government, and OSHA was created by Congress. And OSHA was created in the only way Congress can do what OSHA does, which is, of course, regulate the workplace for safety and hazards, is to operate through the interstate commerce power. In other words, it has to be regulating interstate commerce. And the Supreme Court in the NFIB versus Sebelius case, that was the Obamacare case, said the federal government can't regulate people when they're not doing anything and try to force them to do it. I mean, that's almost a direct quote from the opinion by Chief Justice Roberts. And it was actually the really good part of the opinion. And that's exactly the problem that OSHA has, because they're trying to regulate people who are not taking the vaccine and trying to get them to make a commercial transaction, which is namely a subsidized purchase of the vaccine. And that's the ultimate problem. That precedent is a huge roadblock for OSHA. And so that's why it's unconstitutional. There are two other reasons it's unconstitutional, and that is the free exercise clause of individuals who do not want to take the vaccine. You might say, well, wait, Chris, those individuals, according to this OSHA rule, the employer may choose to allow them to test every week and to wear a mask every moment they're in the workplace. The problem with that is that the individual has to pay for the tests. Right. And many people may not know this. If they've had a test, you know, if their insurance covered it, they didn't pay it. But if it's not for a medical necessity, the insurance companies won't cover it. And the average COVID test is $148, or the median test, I should say. And the cheapest COVID test is $20. So even at the cheap end, if you're doing a test every week, that's $1,040 a year. If you're doing it at the median price, that's $7,600 a year. And you're basically being taxed. You're being forced to pay a fee in order to exercise your First Amendment religious freedom. So we feel we have a really strong argument there, that they can't just brush aside people with valid religious liberty claims and say, yeah, don't worry, you pay $7,000 and you'll be fine. And then the last claim is that it violates our liberty interests. Supreme Court has held in many cases that you have a right to refuse unwanted medical treatment based on your liberty in the 14th and 5th Amendment, and that's exactly what this is. Well, it's an unwanted medical treatment.
Isn't there also something about the fact that he set that standard at 100 businesses? So must be a genius bug, because it's only effective when you're walking in the restaurant from the, you know, not at the table, but only when you're walking to the table.
Right.
And, you know, there's all these little criteria where COVID, the bug gets you. But I think there has to be something to be said about the fact that they're exempting businesses with fewer than 100 employees. That in and of itself seems like it's picking winners and losers.
Yes, and in fact, we make that argument as well. In addition to violating the Constitution in at least three ways, the OSHA statute from back in 1970, when Congress created OSHA and Nixon signed the bill, that statute says OSHA can only issue an emergency rule like this when it is necessary and there is a grave emergency. And we, and there are other cases, there are multiple cases challenging OSHA, have been arguing there's no necessary, there's no reason why 100 is a magical number. Why is it more justifiable with 100 versus 95?
If it's that grave, it should be every business.
Right. And of course, it's not that grave. And that's the other point we make, is that when OSHA does this, by the way, there's only been 9 emergency rules OSHA has ever attempted to implement in the 50-year history of the agency, more than 50 years. And 6 of the 9 have been struck down. So they have a pretty high hurdle to meet. And it's not an emergency because they waited 2 years into the crisis. They, you know, the COVID crisis began when, you know, December, January,
right,
of 2019 and 2020. And so here we are 2 years later and OSHA says, oh, emergency, emergency. We have to use our emergency powers. Hardly.
Right.
The vaccines have been available for a year and it's now way beyond the emergency stage. And so we make that argument as well. We're very confident that at the end of the day, we'll win this case. There have been several suits combined. So in addition to my suit representing the private businesses, you have a couple of attorneys general from Missouri, Texas, who are filing lawsuits, also one from Florida. And you have a number of other private businesses. And there was a lottery, which many people may not know. When you have a situation like this where multiple circuits have multiple cases all dealing with the same regulation, the federal statute that applies here says that there will be a lottery to pick one circuit where all the cases will be consolidated. And that happened a week and a half ago, and it was all consolidated in the 6th Circuit, which is based in Ohio. And that's a good thing because the judges of the 6th Circuit are pretty good, originalist in their look at the Constitution, not activist judges. So I think we're going to do well.
You know, and yet everything you've said makes sense. It's logical. And yet, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is still telling businesses to ignore the lawsuits, ignore the fact that OSHA has actually issued a stay on the mandate because of the judge's order. She's she's telling businesses to go ahead and enforce the mandate anyway. It seems that it's so counterintuitive what they're trying to do. We don't want people to get sick. We don't want people to get COVID. But at the same time, you have to balance that with people's right to make their own personal medical decisions.
Yeah, and the employer's right to, you know, look at his own business and say, okay, this is how I think in our business we can best deal with COVID, maybe by separating employees. Employers all across this country have made those decisions, have decided, hey, here's how we can make our workplace a little safer or deal with the issue. For the federal government to come in and say, we have declared that the only solution is vaccinating the entire workforce or making, you know, people test every week, that's ridiculous. You know, Americans, we respect the private rights of the individual and respect the private businesses' rational ability to make decisions for itself.
We're talking with former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. I know before the special session, you testified before the Kansas the Legislative Special Committee that was drafting the bill that was basically the initial product that they ended up kind of tweaking a little bit before they passed it. But during your testimony, you urged lawmakers to pass legislation barring employers from following the federal requirements, as well as measures preventing businesses from unilaterally imposing vaccine mandates themselves. Ultimately, the legislature didn't go with either of those things. Do you think they didn't go far enough? Were you happy with their final product?
Yeah, I kind of, in my testimony, I laid out what the ideal solution would be, which would be to simply say no employers can enforce vaccine mandates in Kansas. And then I said, well, if you're not going to do that, then you should at least grant an exemption to anybody who seeks a religious free exercise reason for rejecting the vaccine. And they did do that. And I also said that employers should be liable if they force their employees. They chose not to do that. But I said there, you know, there are graduated steps. They took one of the steps I recommended. I do think they should go further. I mean, the legislation that was passed this past week was great. I mean, it's a huge relief. Employees all across Kansas can say they should know. And I assume you've already talked. Well, you may not have talked about it yet, but on the show, but they should know that the law says that you can assert a religious-based exemption based on your free exercise of religion or based on your conscientious objection.
Right.
It doesn't have to be based on religion, and your employer cannot question it.
Yeah,
it
that's the FJB. Without going into any details, that's the Joe Biden doesn't have the authority to tell me to get a shot excuse.
Yeah, that's Let's Go Brandon, you know.
Yeah, that's the Let's Go Brandon excuse.
Well, and then the other good thing in the bill is in the law now is that if you have a medical reason that you don't think it would be good for you and your doctor agrees or even a nurse practitioner agrees, all you need is a note from a doctor or some other medical person who can, you know, vouch for you saying that you should not get the vaccine. So there are two very wide exemptions that every Kansan should feel able to make use of right now. Hopefully, when the legislature gets into its normal session in January, they'll consider going further. But at least at this stage, they wanted to do something that the governor would sign and that would get a strong majority in both houses. So they got that far. I think it's a good, you know, good start, and it'll give some badly needed relief to Kansans.
Chris, I know we've got to let you go, but I do have to take a moment to congratulate you. I saw you recently received the endorsement from Senator Ted Cruz in your campaign for Attorney General. That's a huge one. I mean, he won Kansas for Republicans in caucus, I guess, is what I was looking for.
Yes.
But how's the campaign going so far?
It's going really well. And I was really honored to have Senator Cruz's endorsement. I mean, especially because he used to be Solicitor General of Texas, which is basically the person right below the Attorney General who argues the cases. And that's the reason he endorsed me. He said that we need an attorney general who will be taking the fight to the Biden administration. And while there are a handful of attorney generals who are doing that, most of them are not. And so I have experience in this, and he recognized it. And that was really kind of him to give me the endorsement. The campaign's going well. We had a poll, or a poll was done, I should say, about two or three months ago. And it had me up in the primary by about 30 percentage points. So really, really pleased with that. Things are going well.
Well, if folks are interested, if they want to get more information or donate or volunteer, it's chriskobach.com. That's with K's on both the K, the Chris, and the Kobach. Best of luck to you. Merry Christmas to you and Heather and the kids. And I wish you all the best, my friend.
Right back at you, and thanks for having me.
We'll be taking your calls at 8:45, but coming up after the break, Congressman Ron Estes will join us to discuss President Biden's Build Back Broke legislation. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.